I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in Kazakhstan are concerned. Russian Ministries Wade Kusak's pastor Batsan Kashkumbayev was arrested for allegedly serving hallucinogens at communion and exerting psychological influence over the congregation through prayer and singing. Kusak says this arrest has a new twist.
He converted from Islam. Many people in Christian communities in Kazakhstan believe his imprisonment is punishment from the law enforcement officials who consider themselves Muslim for his evangelical activity.
Want to protest? We have links where you can do it at our website. Next, there's finally a Christian radio station on the air in Guinea-Bissau. It's a project 17 years in the making with the help of HCJB Global and Servants to Missions. Everything's ready to go, pending one last delay. Final government approval to begin broadcasting. Four churches are coming alongside them. The gospel signal covers two-thirds of this Muslim-dominated country. God's doing some neat things in his timing. The specifics are at missionnetworknews.org. And a new book highlights a life-changing work of a couple serving with Africa Inland Mission in Kenya. Steve Pfeiffer, the book's author, says you might be in for a surprise.
There's a lot of sad parts in the book, but there's a lot of things that you might not associate with the missionaries, like junior high gas.
You'll have to read the book to see what that's all about. It mostly covers Steve and his wife's work in Kenya, which includes a program that feeds 20,000 kids every day. From the chapters of this book, a central theme arises.
God longs to be strong in our weakness.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the new 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins July 9th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.